Hi, welcome to the Shallow Dive on the Daf Yomi. I hope you enjoy.
So we'll probably be working on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. Let's start at Kuf Tes Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hechad Pikdoni, so the person who put a deposit at somebody else, says, where is the thing I gave you to keep? Amar lo avad. So the free watchman says, it's lost. Mashbiacha ani, so the one who put it by him says, I want to make you swear. He says, amen. He swears. Okay. So Edom osa she'achlo. So Edom come and say that he actually ate it. It was not lost, so he's the one who ate it. Mishalim Karen. He has to pay Karen. What he ate, he has to pay. Hodem me'atzmo. If he admitted on his own, Mishalim Karen v'chomish v'ashem. Then he has to pay more. He has to pay Karen and a fifth, which is really a fourth of the total, a fourth of what he gave, v'ashem, and a special ashem gzilos that he gives for, he brings to the Beis Mikdash for his aver of swearing falsely. Rashi says, Mishalim Karen, he pays Karen, v'ein chomish v'ashem elim hoda. The chomish and ashem, the fifth and the ashram only comes if he admits on his own, or he admits it. The chsiv v'gezal ager, pasuk says by gezal ager. We're going to see on Kuftas Amud Aleph. What? How do we know that the psukim over there is talking about gezal ager? Parshas Naso in Parshas Naso v'isvado. Pasuk says and he admits it. He confesses. So that's when he brings the extra chomesh and ashram. Heichan pikdoni, amar lo nignav. So if, when he tries to get his pikdon back, the keeper says it was stolen, so, and he says, mashbiacha ani, and he says, I'm making you swear, amar amen, he says, amen. V'ha'idim idim oso shiganvo, so the idim are testifying that he actually stole it. So mishalim tashlumei kefo, so then he pays a fine of a ganov, tashlumei kefo. Hodem yatzmo, if he admits on his own, he stole it. Mishalim Karen v'chomish v'ashem, pays the amount he stole, and the chomesh, not kefal, because kefal comes only when kefal only comes when bezdin shows that he was lying, not when he admits on his own, but he does pay chomesh. And he brings an asham. Okay. Hagozlos aviv v'nishbalo umeis. So somebody steals from his father, and he swore that he did not, umeis, and the father dies. And Rashi says, different gears is like, v'achakach mis aviv, v'achar misasa av hoda. So after the father died, he admitted it, that he stole. So, harizim shalom karen v'chomesh v'asham, or really, v'asham doesn't seem to fit, because asham isn't paid to anybody, it's a korban. So, harizim shalom Asha Hariza Mishalim Karen Vachomesh Lubanov Ola Achov V'im Einu. Oh yeah, so then after he admits it, he gives Karen and Chomesh to his brothers, or if he has no brothers, the brothers are going to be the Yorshim firsthand, and if he doesn't have any brothers, then his uncles, the father's brothers, are going to be next in line to get the inheritance. So that's who he's going to pay. Rashi says, Harizim Mishalim Karen V'chomesh Lebanov Shel Aviv. So then he pays Karen V'chomesh to his children, the children of his father, Ol Achav Shel Aviv, or his father's brothers, Yim Ein Lo Banim, if the father doesn't have children. V'afal Gav Dinafla Yerusha Kamei. Even though you think that he doesn't have to pay to his brothers or uncles, because the Yerusha is now for him, because he's the son. So, so he has to do hashava, and it doesn't stop even against his own chilek, meaning his own, he's even going to have to pay from his own chilek he otherwise would have gotten. He loses out. The Mishnah says, v'im einu rotza, if he doesn't want to lose out so much, osh ein lo, or doesn't have, lava vali chov ban v'nifron. So he borrows, and the people he borrows from come and get their money back. Rashi says, "Ein lo nechosim kol kach sheyochel levaser al chalko." He doesn't have enough assets. He's able to forgo his share in his father's inheritance. Osh einu rotzeh lehafsid chalko, or he doesn't want to lose. Just doesn't want to lose his share. Slava me'achirim, he borrows from other people. Umeshiv le'echov le'kaimetz v'seshava. So he borrows from other people, and he returns to his brothers, where he stole. This is a mitzvah v'shava. Balichov v'n from, and the balichov come and get their money back. Min ha'yerusha, from the yerusha, from the inheritance. What he's not taking. The creditors take as chalko. Kigon im hayu shnayim achin, if he had two brothers, vushlishi, and he's the third. Nifram bali chovim min shlisha yerusha. The creditors get their money back from a third of the Yerusha, which would be his share otherwise, and the rest they will take from him. So, an example, let's say you have Yaakov has, let's say, $200 in his bank account, and he's still alive. So Reuven steals 50, and Yaakov and swears that he didn't, and then Yaakov dies, and then Reuven wants to return the money. So he admits it, and he borrows from Yehuda 50, and he gives it back to his brothers, and then he gives, and then Yehuda, he gets his money back by taking just straight from the inheritance itself. So, and then the rest, the Chumash, the 12.5, that he still owes. For he has to pay for Chumash, so that Reuven will have to pay on his own. Omer Lebeno, somebody says to his son, Kona Mimatanana Mishali, a form of a Shavua, basically, you're not allowed to have Hana for me in a Shavua, Yim Meis Yerushana. If the father dies, too bad, he actually does get from the Yerusha. In Kuf Tasmarav, Bechayov of Moso, if in this Shavua he stipulated that it was that the child cannot have Hanaf from his property is in his life and his death, if the father dies, the son cannot inherit him. V'yachzir levanav olechov, and he should return to his brothers or to his sons or his brothers. Rashi says, "Chayv of Moshe imeis l'Yerushanu." Rashi's trying to say, "How to read the Mishnah? Shouldn't read it imeis Yerushanu v'chayv of Moshe. Should read it imeis Yerushanu v'chayv of Moshe." I think that's what Rashi's trying to say. V'im ein lo, the Mishnah says, "V'im ein lo, love ubali chov b'am v'nifram." And if he does not have, so he doesn't have. Rashi says, "What to eat?" So he borrows, and the creditors come and get their money back. Rashi says, "V'im in lo, my yochel doesn't have what to eat. Love of ochel, he borrows from Yehuda, let's say, and eats. U'balichov b'amvin from mina Yerusha as chalko." And the creditors come and take their money back from the inheritance, his share. So father, let's say, case father has 150. And he dies, and he doesn't want, he explicitly says he doesn't want Reuven to have any Hana in his life or his death. So then Reuven can borrow from Yehuda 50 and Yehuda will come and take his 50 from what Reuven's share would have been in the 150. And yeah, there's no chumash, nobody stole over here. That's the Mishnah. Gemara. Am Rav Yosef, afilu arnikish al tzedakah. Rav Yosef says, even to the purse of tzedakah. Rashi says, afilu arnikish al tzedakah. He has an additional vav, I'm not sure. Im einu motze Yoresh La'aviv, Lemi Yashiv, Yitin Osel Aron Kishal Tzedakah V'lo Ya'akven Abiyadim. If he doesn't have any inheritors for his father, doesn't know anybody, so then he can't keep it in his hands, he has to get it out of his hands, and he even has to put it in a purse of Tzedakah. Papa says, Zerch Shiomer Zegazel Avi. He has to say, this is the theft, not the theft of my father, but the theft I stole from my father. Zerch Shiomer says, Kishahu Meishiv Aron Kishal Tzedakah Zegazel Abba. Nobody should think that he's a very, nobody should think he's doing more than he's really doing. He's only doing Veheshiv Zegzela, he's not just doing Tzedakah. So he has to, I'm not actually sure exactly the reason, but he has to say when he's returning it to the person of Tzedakah that he's returning what he stole from his father. Okay, the Gemara says, Amai, why is this the din? Nemechalei nafshei. He should forgive his own soul. So in the case of he steals from his father and he is the Yoresh, why does he have to return to anybody? Why doesn't he just forgive himself? Milo Tanan, isn't it taught in the Mishnah right before? Machal lo ala keren v'lo machal lo ala chomesh. You have a case of forgiving for the keren and not forgiving for the chomesh. Apparently, you can have forgiveness to make him not chayv to return. Rashi says, Nimchalei l'nafshei, heichad ein yorish ela hu v'kula shelo. When there is no Yorish other than him, and it's all his, Milo Tanan Machal Ala Karen, V'lo Mekayma Mitzvah Seshava, Alma L'meifa Kidei Gzeila Ba'ina, V'lo Meifa Kidei B'mechila, V'chanami Kevin Di Yerusha, Kamei Nafla, Nafak Le Midi Midei Gzeila. So, Mishnah talks about if he forgives him for the amount he stole, and he doesn't do the mitzvah of Hashava. Apparently, to make it not the gzeila we do not need to. And he's no longer considered stealing if he's forgiven. So here too, when the inheritance fell before him, we should consider him out of the range of gzeila. So, Amar of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, "Lo kasha, not a kasha." Ha Rav Yosei Glili, ha Rav Akiva. So it's actually Taka Machlokas, this Mishnah and that Mishnah. The previous Mishnah is Rav Yosei Glili. This Mishnah is Rav Akiva. Tani Tana Brisa Im Ein LeIsh Gael. If the person does not have a redeemer, means a relative. Relative is talked about a redeemer because a relative can redeem sometimes. Fine, but if the person doesn't have a redeemer, lahashiv ha'asham, to return the what he stole to, so that's the pasuk in Bamidbar Heichas. V'chi yesh adam b'Yisrael she'in l'galam. Do you have anybody in the Jewish people who doesn't have relatives? Rashi says, lahashiv ha'asham, zeker. This is the keren shel gzeila k'detanei l'kamon b'pirkin. This is the amount he stole, as it will be taught later. On Daf Kuf Yud, Amar Alef. Goel is a Yoresh. Goel is a inheritor. B'chi yesh l'cha adam b'Yisrael she'en l'golem. Do you have anybody in the Jewish people who does not have redeemers? Im ein lo ben uvas. If he doesn't have a son or daughter, o ach or brother, yesh lo karov ad Yaakov Avinu. He has any relative until Yaakov Avinu. Hakarov karov yoresh. The one closest to him will inherit. So that's, you can't say we're talking about a person. You know, nobody in the Jewish people is just floating. Elo. Because la ger kasum dav. Rather, as we saw, this is talking about the theft of the ger, of a convert. Rashi says, el because la ger v'nishba l'sheker ki tichsiv l'mol mal v'asham. And he swore, he stole from a convert, and he swore falsely, as Pasuk says, to do me'ila against Hashem. So, ketzad. No, sorry. Kasum davar. Hare shigazal hager. So the kid, let's say he stole from a convert, v'nishbalo, and he swore to him, v'sham, that he did not steal, v'sham shmeis hager, and he heard that the ger had died, v'hayimala kasba v'ashma l'Yerushalayim, and he was bringing up his money and his asham offering to Yerushalayim, Yipagabas Hager, and he bumped into that gear, and Vizakva of Malva, and he, we'll see Rashi what it means, and he stood it up as a loan, umes, and the gear died. Zachal of Mashaviyada, Divir Rabbi Yosei Glili. So the one who stole is Zocher in what is in his hands. This is what Rabbi Yosei Glili says. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein lo tekano ad sheyotzik zelo mitachas yado. He does not have a anything to do until he removes the theft from his hands. And he it's not enough that the gear stood it up as a loan. Rashi says, and he was bringing up his money and Asham offering to Yerushalayim, Lekohanim, to the Kohanim, to the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ha'asham ha'mushav la'asham la'koin, the Asham, the Karen, that is returned to Hashem, to the Kohen, V'arminan l'kaman v'shmaitan, and we say later in the in this teaching, the Sugya, Asham is a Karen. Asham is a the amount he stole. Zak for Olav, and he stood it up. Ger b'malve nafak le mitoras gzela. So the ger stood up as a loan, and it's no longer considered a theft. V'lachi meis ger. And when the ger dies, havle hai muchzak v'zocho mina afker. So once the ger dies, so it's not theft that's in his hands. It's a loan he has to pay to the ger. So therefore, he can keep it. Which is the halacha by a ger who dies without a yersh. He's getting from the hefker. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's still considered, still stinks of being stolen, and he has to do something about it. He cannot leave it in his hands. So Rabbi Yochanan explains how he's answering. Rabbi Yosef Glili, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, lo shna lo nafshe, lo shna lacherim, mati machil. Rashi says, lo shna lo nafshe, kigon hacha de machile hai gavra, gazel hager lenafshe, vadin, gozelus aviv, vinishwalo, umes aviv, de machil lenafshe. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it doesn't matter for himself, he can forgive, it doesn't matter for others, he can forgive. Meaning, in this case in the Brisa, that after the Ger dies, he forgives himself. And also the same thing by, in the case of the Mishnah, if he steals from his father and the father dies and he's a Yerush, so he can forgive himself. Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, Loshna l'achayrim, Loshna l'nafshi, lo mati machil. So, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter for himself, it doesn't matter for other people, he cannot forgive. Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva Lushna, according to Rabbi Akiva, doesn't matter. Masnisin diktani mishalim keren mechomish lebanav v'le'achov. Rabbi Akiva, this Mishnah says, in the explanation of the Gemara, Rabbi Yus, according to Rabbi Akiva, the person who stole cannot forgive nor other people nor himself. Meaning, you don't have forgiveness by theft. Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva lo shna chulu. For Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter. Masnisin diktani mishalim keren vechomesh lebanav v'le'achov. Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah, our Mishnah that says he cannot return, that he returns the keren and the chomesh to his brothers or his uncles. Rabbi Akiva, it is Rabbi Akiva. Ashmuinan l'nashi l'mati machil, which teaches us that he cannot forgive himself. Yivuhu adin l'achir. And same thing, he cannot forgive. If somebody else stole from him, he cannot forgive. Like in the case of the previous Mishnah, we didn't see that case, according to Rabbi Akiva, he cannot forgive, the stolen cannot forgive the thief. It doesn't work, according to Rabbi Akiva. In the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, hu hadin that filu lo zakfu b'malva. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the same halacha that he could forgive himself would apply that if he did not, the ger did not stand it up as a loan. As she says, "Who then a fill the zakfan? Hilkach yorish as aviv nami afagav the zakfu aviv malve v'lo yatsim miteres gizela v'chay aviv kevon the meis aviv v'naflu nechasim l'fanav machil nafshe." Therefore, even if he did not Therefore, that even if the Ger did not stand up the theft as a loan, the thief could forgive himself after the Ger dies. So therefore, in the case of somebody who inherits his father, so too there, even though the thing he stole was not made into a loan, it still is in the Torah of Gzela, still something that he stole in the life of his father. Once the father dies, and the property goes before him, he can forgive himself. Well, come on, and on Amud Beis, Parech is going to ask, "In Kain Gezla Ger, the Nafik LeKohanim, Heichem Ishkachasla." If so, Gezla Ger, why can't he always forgive himself? Once the Ger dies, why can't he forgive himself? Okay, so this is Rabbi Yochanan's answer. A little more. V'haydi k'tani zakfo olav v'malve, l'diacha kochad Rabbi Akiva. If you look zakfo olav v'malve, ain lo takana ach yoti gzelim tachas yad. So, why does the Braisa talk about case of the ger making the theft into a loan? To teach you that even in that case, when in the life of the ger made it a loan, he still cannot forgive himself. It still smells like something he stole, and he has to get rid of it after the ger dies. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan is answering, why do you seem to have a contradiction between the Mishnahs, that the previous Mishnah was talking about forgiving the mitzvah of returning the stolen object? That's according to Rabbi Yosei Glili. And he would say that you could even forgive yourself in the case of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, which says you cannot forgive yourself, is Rabbi Akiva, who would say that even if the person stole from forgives, it's not enough. Ask if law or Sheshus. Rav Sheshus asks a strong kasha. Yahachi, if so, Rabbi Yosei Glili, l'shem inan l'nafshe, v'chol shkein l'achirim, Rabbi Akiva, l'shem inan l'achirim, d'lo matzi machil, v'chol shkein l'nafshe, d'lo matzi machil. Rashi says, Yahachi, d'blo zak for nami kam Rabbi Yosei, l'nafshe matzi machil, masnisin d'machil ala karen, d'amar to Rabbi Yosei, he kevin d'amar l'nafshe matzi machil, l'shem inan b'irishas aviv, d'machil l'nafshe, v'lisni potter. Welcome to Rabbi Yosei. Mikoshkin didn't get al gufe gazlan moti machil. If so, that without the one who is stolen from making the stolen object a loan for the thief, even in that case, Rabbi Yossi says, even without that, Rabbi Yossi says that he can forgive himself. So the Mishnah that he forgives him for the Karen, which he said was Rabbi Yosi, because it says that for himself he can forgive, it should teach us that according to Rabbi Yosi he could forgive himself. It should have taught the Mishnahs should have taught that by somebody who inherits his father, in that case he could forgive himself. And it should say potter, and we would establish it like Rabbi Yosi. All the more so that the one who was stolen from can forgive. So why is the Mishnayos teaching us the smaller chiddush of Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi's bigger chiddush is that even if the person who stole himself, if the father dies and he's the Yoresh, he can forgive himself. Why? That's a bigger chiddush than saying that the person he stole from can forgive him. So why didn't the Mishnah teach us in that case that he can forgive himself? And all the more so, we would learn that the one he stole from could forgive him. V'gabe machalo ala karen, ukmei k'Rabbi Yosi. The ukmei k'Rabbi Yosi. And regarding forgiving him for the karen, which we said is according to Rabbi Yochanan said is Rabbi Yosi's opinion. Listen, eina mechila, ukmei k'Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah should have said it's not a mechila, And we would say that that's Rabbi Akiva. The Lisham Inan Masnisin Rabbi Akiva, the Lacherim, the Lisham Inan Masnisin, the Rabbi Akiva, the Lacherim Lo Mati Machil, Mehosam, Shem Inan Shaper, the Kolshkin Lenashi. So, if the Mishnah would have said that the victim, the one stolen from, cannot forgive, so we would establish that as Rabbi Akiva, that the victim cannot even forgive others. And from there we learn, of course, that he cannot forgive himself. That when the ger makes it a loan, that's a case of other people, and Rabbi Akiva says he's not able to forgive. Aval hashto de'ashmu'inon la'cherim havi mechila le'nafshi lo havi mechila. But here, that it says that for others it is a forgiveness, that the Mishnah, previous Mishnah says that he can forgive other people, le'nafshi lo havi mechila, and this Mishnah says that for other people, that for himself he cannot forgive. You could say that the Mishnah is not two people, it's one person. V'chad tanahu resha masnisin v'seifa. It's being exact. It's one Tana, the beginning of the Mishnah, and the previous Mishnah, and the end, this Mishnah. So, the Gemara, Ella Amar Rav Sheshes has his own answer, as Rashi is saying. Hava Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Both are Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Ki kam Rabbi Yosei Aglili d'mosi machil l'acherim. When Rabbi Yosei Aglili said that forgiveness works, as that was only talking about for other people, like in the case of the Baraisa, the other person, as Rashi was saying, the ger was forgiving him. I mean, not exactly; he was just making it alone. But that's basically a forgiveness according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili. But according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, he cannot forgive himself, like in the case of Eretz Mishnah. So it's both Mishnayos are Rabbi Yosei Aglili. However, Rabbi Yosei, Rashi says, Hada Amar B'Zakfo B'Malva D'Kevon D'Afka Ger Gufe D'Have Nigzel Miteres Gizelo D'Have Kimocha L'Achirim Have Michilo L'Chimayis Kanei Hai. So that which the Braisa talks about, make the Ger making what he stole a loan, because the Ger removed it from the Torah of Gizelo, It's like a mechila for other people. And so when the ger dies, the thief gets, or now the one who has a loan, now he gets it, he acquires it. Hilkach mochal lo ala keren de masnisin, Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, in the previous Mishnah about forgiving for the keren is Rabbi Yosi. De'i Rabbi Akiva, boi hashava mishalo. Because if you cannot say it's Rabbi Akiva, because he would need returning from his own property. As the Braisa says, in the case of the ger, he doesn't have any takana, any way to get out of his problem until he takes it out of, he brings out what he stole. And this mission is also Rabbi Yosi. The Modi Rabbi Yosi, the Lanafshi Bach says, Dilo Mati Machil Kevan Dilo Afka Ke Nigzel Miteres Gizelo. And the Mishnah we learned is also Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi agrees that for himself he cannot forgive, because the person he stole from did not remove it from the Torah of Gizelo, and therefore it doesn't help that he forgives himself. It doesn't work. So neither of these Mishnayos, according to Rabbi Sheshes, are Rabbi Akiva. They're both Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Rabbi Yosei Aglili says that the person, the victim, can forgive, but the thief cannot forgive. Rabbi Rava has an opposite answer. Oh no! Continuing the Gemara, El Amai Zacho Hala Meshu Biyado Mishin Dezakfon Olav B'Malva. Rather, why did in the case of the Braisa, the thief? Why did he acquire that which was in his hands, which was established as a loan? Because it was established as a loan, and it's not considered that he's forgiving himself for theft. He's forgiving himself for a loan. So it's not He's not forgiving himself for his theft, which Rav Sheshis is saying he cannot do, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rava Omar, Rava says, Rava Rabbi Akiva. Both this mission and the previous mission are Rabbi Akiva. Ki am Rabbi Akiva lo mati machil linafshei, aval acheir mati machil. So Rava says both mishnayos are Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva says that he cannot forgive, forgive, he's talking about for himself. Our mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. He says you cannot forgive yourself, himself, as in the case of the Braisa. The Braisa of the case is, according to Rabbi Akiva, he cannot forgive himself. Aval achir mati machil, but for other people he can forgive. So the case of the previous mishnah, which says, talks about forgiveness for theft, he's talking about for another person forgiving the thief. So Rashi says, Rava Amar Hava Rabbi Akiva, Dil Rabbi Yossi Linashi Nami Moti Mochil, Dizakfo Lav Dafka. According to Rabbi Yossi, for himself, he can also forgive. That when the Braisa says, Zakfo, that the Ger makes the stolen object a loan, it's not talking about, it doesn't have to be that way. It would be even if the ger says, just spits at him and continues on his way, that the thief could still forgive himself after the ger dies. And when Rabbi Akiva says that he cannot forgive himself, that forgiveness doesn't work to remove the mitzvah of returning the stolen object, that which he stole, that is, it's talking about forgiving himself. Since the ger only made it a loan, he did not remove it from Teres Gezeila. So therefore, he, according to Rabbi Akiva, he cannot forgive himself. But for the victim that was stolen from, forgiving the thief, that works. According to Rabbi Akiva, that works, and therefore, both Mishnayos are Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva says forgiveness doesn't work, it's talking about forgiveness of the thief to himself, and he would agree, though, that it would work if the victim forgave himself. Okay, so, no, he would agree that if the victim forgave the thief, that would work. Okay, so you basically have three answers. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the first Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, and the second one is Rabbi Akiva, which Rav Sheshis is saying that doesn't work, because if so, what the Mishnayos should have taught it the opposite way, to tell us the biggest chiddush of both. Then you have Rav Sheshis himself saying that both are Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, and Rava saying that both are Rabbi Akiva. Kuf Tasum Zveis. Miklal, the Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Savar Afilu Nafshi Nami Moti Machil. So Rashi says, Miklal, the Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Savar Moti Machil Nafshi, Afilu Zakvo, Rava Parchinam. As Rashi mentioned in the Rashi on Rava, according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, even if the ger had not made that which was stolen a loan, Rabbi Yossi says he can still forgive himself after the ger dies. Ella gezel ger de kamarachmona, in that very same brisa we were talking about gezel ger. Nisina la kohanim hechi mishkachas lo. So in that very verse, we're talking about gezel ger, which the din is that which he stole from the ger, and the ger dies, he gives it to the kohanim. Which case does he give it to the kohanim? Why doesn't he always just forgive himself? Why would he ever have to go to Yerushalayim with the keren he stole? Why shouldn't he and the ashram? I mean, the ashram is understandable, but why does he have to pay the keren? Why doesn't he just forgive himself? Rava says, answers for himself, Hachov Ma'eskinon, or Mishkachas Lo, this is the case. Shigazal Sager, he steals from the ger. V'nishba'alo, he swears to deny it. Umeis hager, the ger dies. V'ho del achar misa, and he admits after the ger dies. D'v'idina de'odi kano Hashem v'nasan lakaran. That by the time he admits it, Hashem had bought it, had acquired it, and given it to the Kohanim. Rashi says, Kano Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, talking about Hashem, Kidachsiv HaMushav LaShem LaKohen. The Pasuk says, that is returned to Hashem, to the Kohen. Kano Hashem V'nasam LaKohanim, Avahod V'chaye Ger Nasa Etzlo Kimalva V'chimais Ger Mochil L'Nafshim. So this is a specific case, meaning it has to be that he admits after the Ger dies in order to be obligated to give it to the Kohanim, because if he admits in the life of the ger, so it becomes as though it was a loan. And so when the ger dies, he could forgive himself. Okay. Boi Ravina. Ravina has a inquiry. Gazal Hagiras, he steals from a convertus, woman who converts, mahu, what is Zalacha? Ish amar rachmana v'lo isha. Pasuk says, this pasuk, v'imein lo ish goel, if the man does not have a redeemer, a relative, v'lo isha, is the diuk a man and not a woman? Oh, dilma orcha dekrohu, or maybe is this just pasuk normally says the word ish. As she says, Gazal Hagiras, she gazal osa v'nishba v'hod l'achar misa. He stole from her and he swore, denying it, and he admitted it after the Giras died. Mahu, minafut l'akohanim o zacha be'ihu. Does Hashem acquire it, or, does it go to the Kohanim, or can he have zechuz in it? Can he acquire it? Ish amar chmano, im'ein l'ish go'el. That's a pasuk. Amar le Rav Aaron. Interesting. Rav Aaron answers his question. The Ravina. Rav Aaron says to Ravina, Vilo Isha?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the Pasuk says, Ish, is a diuk supposed to be not a woman? Or is that perhaps just the normal way? The Pasukim talk in Ish. So Amar Lei Rav Aaron L'Ravina, Toshma. Rav Aaron said to Ravina, come in here. D'Tanya, Tana Braisa, Ish, Einli Ela Ish, Isha Minayin. So this is actually a very, very question. The Pasuk says, Ish, we only have a man, a woman, how do we know? Kishu Omer, when the Pasuk says, Hamushav, Harikan Shnayim. Pasuk says, that is returned, so you have two. Rashi says, Harikan Shnayim, Treya Shavus Ksiv, L'Hoshiv Hamushav. The pasuk says, "V'im ein la'ish goel l'hashiv ha'asham elav ha'asham hamushav l'asham lakoin." So you have two lashonos, l'hashiv and hamushav. So you have two. You have a drasha, a man and a woman. Lishnachrina, another explanation. Trei ashamos ksive. L'hashiv ha'asham, ha'asham ha'mushav. So two ashamos are talked to special korbanos brought for the zaveira are talked about in the pasuk. Pasuk says l'hashiv ha'asham and ha'asham ha'mushav to make this drasha yes to include a woman. So what Ravina is asking, does with this din of gazal agir apply to agiris? Rav Aaron is saying yes. So the Gemara says, "In kein matam lomar ish." If so, why does the pasuk say ish? Ish atatarich lachzer acharav miish lagolim imlav katan ish atatarich lachzer acharav biyaduash in lagolim. So why does the pasuk say ish? To tell you, a man, you need an adult, you need to check after him if he has children, redeemers, which would be his children. But a minor, you do not need to check after him to see if he has redeemers, relatives, children, because it's known that he does not have children. Rashi says, "Katan, she'ein ish biyadua, she'ein lo banim, nitnei lakoin." So he's not an adult. It's known that he does not have children. He should give it to the Kohanim. He doesn't have to check if there's children. Mehocha nafkalon, likotan lavar, ol ludi, he of Sanhedrin ben Sarimar. In Sanhedrin in ben Sarimar, daf samachtas, the Gemara learns from here that we see that a katan cannot have children. Or we don't have to, in this context, we don't have to, the person who steals from a katan, who is a ger, the katan dies, he doesn't have to check after he admits it to see if there's any children he must return it to. And he just gives it to the Kohanim. Tana Rabbanan. Gemara says, Tana Braisa, Lashem LaKohen, Kano Hashem. So, Pasuk says, to Hashem, to the Kohen. So Hashem acquires it, V'nasin LaKohen, and gives it to the Kohen. Sheva Osa Mishmar, and which Kohen? The Kohen in that Mishmar. So there's many Mishmaros, watches, I think, of the Kohanim. Different groups of Kohanim work each week, and who does this Karen go to? It goes to the Kohanim of that week, that Mishmar. Rashi says, the Kohen Shavuos the Mishmar Shuba Lischaverbo, that Mishmar, the Mishmar that he's coming to get his atonement on, that their Mishmar. Ata Omer LeKohen Shavuos Mishmar, O Inu Ela LeChol Kohen Sheyirtzeh. How do you know? You're saying that it's the Kohen of that Mishmar. Maybe it's actually any Kohen you want. A lot of Matanos. Truma, let's say. A person can give his Truma to whoever he wants. How do you know that it's Dafka to the Kohen on that Mishmar? So Keshu Omer, when the Pasuk says, Milvad Ela Kippurim, Asher Yechaper Bo, other than the Ela Kippurim, the ram of atonement, which he will be atoned through, all of Harei LeKohen Shabbos Mishmar Kasam Daver. So you see that the Kohen in that Mishmar, that's who the Torah is talking about. Rashi explains, Kishu Omer Milvad Ela Kippurim, when the Pasuk says other than the Ela Kippurim, so the Pasuk says the Ashram that is returned to Hashem, which will go to the Kohen, practically, other than the Ela Kippurim, which he will get atonement for, that does not go to the Kohanim. Mashma, lemisha ze nitan ze nitan. Nitan? Ze nitan. So whoever this is given to, the Karen is given to, this, the Ela Kippurim, is given to, it's given to, in a smaller sense, because it's given as a carbon. And this special ashram can only be offered by the Kohen in that Mishmar. The Pasuk says, Levad mimikirov al ha'avos, ani v'shavti v'ani v'ato v'shav secha. So Pasuk in Dvarim says that other than that, a Kohen can come and be makriv, as it says later in the Gemara, whenever he wants, other than that which was sold by the fathers, which is explained as there's a deal. You this mishmar you do on your Shabbos and we'll do on our Shabbos. So the El HaKippurim is only offered by the Kohanim on that mishmar. So we're making a drasha that the Kohen on that mishmar gets the Kohanim on that mishmar get the Gezel HaGer. Tana Rabbana. The Bresa says, Harei Shehaya Gozel Kohen. So, Rashi says, the thief was a Kohen, as a Ger. The Kohen was stealing from the Ger. Harei Kishu Kohen Gozel, as a Ger, Kishi Yigia Mishmar Shelo, and very conveniently, when his own Mishmar, his own time to do avoda came, Bo avoda, he admitted it after the ger had already died. So he stole from the ger dies, and he admits it on that mishmar that he is supposed to be working. After Yeah, so the ger has already died. So minayin shelo yomar, how do we know that he should not say hol v'yotze l'kohanim? Once this goes to the kohanim, very tachas yadi, and it is in my possession, I stole it, yeshali, it should be mine. V'dinhu, this is actually logical. If by others, that which is of others, huzocha, he has a zechusin, he can get of v'shal atzma l'koshkein, of his own, is it not all the more so? Rashi explains, v'shal achirim, im haya Yisrael, maybe gez lager, b'mishmar zeh, how many notel chalki, im achir ha-kohanim v'nei ha-mishmar. So Rashi is describing the koshkein in a, as though the Kohen was talking, even though the Gemara seems to be talking about it, as though we're discussing what the Kohen could say. I'm not sure the discrepancy. Rashi is saying, if Yisrael would bring Gezel Ager in this Mishmar, which I'm working in, so then I would be taking a portion with my brothers of the Kohanim of this Mishmar. Isn't it all the more so that of my own Gezel Ager, that I should take all of it? So, if we're trying to give a logical argument for this Kohen that he should take his own Gezel Ager, and then we're going to reject it. And Rabbi Nosson Omer B'Loshon Acher, Rabbi Nosson would say in a different wording, Uma Dar She'ein Lo Chelek Bo, and what, something that he does not have a portion in it, Ad She'echonis Bershuso, until it comes into his domain, K'she'echonis Bershuso Einu Yochel Lo'tzio Miyodo, when it enters his domain, he cannot take it from his hand. Dar She'eish Lo Chelek Bo, something that he does have a portion in it, actually, chanis b'rshuso, before it comes into his domain, mishenichnas l'rshuso ein odin she'ein de'ein acher yachal otzim yado, something that he does not have a portion in it until it goes into his domain. Once it comes into his domain, is it not all the more so that somebody cannot take it from his hand? Rashi explains Rabbi Nosson's kol shekein ma davar she'ein lo chelek bo, what, like something that he does not have a portion in it. Kigon, Kohen she's nadiv carbon, like a Kohen who, on a free will offering, the Amrina lekaman, we say later, which might in the Sugya, Kohen ba umakriv carbonosov, Kohen comes and offers his carbonos, b'chol sho ashirta, whenever he wants, v'visra v'or shalo, and it's meat and hide is his, d'chsiv, the pasuk says, v'ishas kachiv l'giyah, and a person, his kachim, his holy offerings, are to be his. Nimtza she'in l'vinei mishmar chelek bo. So you see that this coin, his carbon, he has a chelek in it. He it's his, and the kohanim of that mishmar do not have a chelek in it. Davar sheyesh lo chelek bo ad shelo nichnas b'rishuso. So something. Oh, mishenichnas b'rishuso eino in acher yachol. That korban that a kohen was misnadiv, once it comes into his domain, another person cannot take from him. Shemnasim lo kohen acher. Shelosu mishmar shuv ein yachol otim yado shnamar v'isha shuyitin lo kohen lo yia. If the kohen gives it to another kohen of that mishmar, he cannot take it out of that kohen's hands, as the pasuk says, "Ish asher yitein l'kohen lo yia." So, if the kohen brings his karbon, which he can do whenever he wants, he comes, brings his karbon, and he gives it to one of the kohanim. He cannot take it out of that kohen's hands, even though he could have before he gave it to the kohen, had it all for himself. So, Davar sheyesh lo chelek bo ad shelo nichnas b'rishuso, isn't it not all the more so that something that he does have a chelek in it before it comes into his domain? Shekevin sheba Yisrael v'hevi gezel ager. Once a Yisrael comes and brings gezel ager, the mishmar is out to this mishmar. Af b'shnasan l'echad b'echav yesh lo chelek bo. Even if this gezel ager, which was brought, was given to was given to one of his friends in the Mishmar, he has a chilek in it, and it doesn't all go to that person. So, isn't it not all the more so that in that case, if he has his own gezel ager, that all goes to him? Lashon acher, madavar, shlo nichnas b'rishuso, or shein lo chilek bo, kigon trumas and maisros mipi oker harm. So, another explanation of this kolshkein is that trumas and maisros, which doesn't have a chilek in it, until it's given to him, and the kolshkein would be like this: if something trumas and maisros that he doesn't have a chilek in it, until it's given to him. Once it's given to him, nobody can take it out of his hands. So Koshkein, in this Gezel Ager, which he does have a chilek in it before it's given to him, that it should all go to him. Mipi Oker Harm, from the mouth of an uprooter of mountains, apparently a sharp person. And if you're interested to know who this Oker Harm is, it might be Tosfos, because Tosfos is saying something similar, but I don't think Rashi was quoting Tosfos. But Tosfos, we see, Uma Davar Shiyesh, She'en Lo Chilek Bo, Hashi Yechonis Bur. Lirshuso, kigon truma v'chala rishus ageiz, truma chala and rishus ageiz shetovus anal lebailim. The ability to give it to any coin they want is to the owners. Litein leizik coin sheyirta mishenichnas lirshuso einach yachal otim yado. Once any of these matanos are given to a specific coin, nobody can take it out of his hands. She ischalit levnei mishmar. It's not Ella, it's supposed to say Elu Matanos. That nobody would take the Trumas and Meisers and the other Matanos out of his hands to split it by the Anshe Mishmar. Truma is not going to the Anshe Mishmar, it's going to the Kohanim, to whichever Kohen the Bailim want to give it to. Okay, so the Gemara rejects this Kal V'Chomer, which the Kohen would have been happy about, but says, Lo, Iim Amar T'Vedav She'in Lo Chilek Bo. She'kishem She'in Lo Chilek Bo, Kachin L'Achirim Chilek Bo, Tomer V'Gazel She'kishem She'yesh Lo Chilek Bo, Kachish L'Achirim Chilek Bo. Now, if you said by something that he did not have a portion in it, that the same way that he does not have a portion in it, so too, others don't have a portion in it. You should say by Gezel Hager that the same way that he has a portion in it, so too his friends, the Kohanim, the others, have a portion in it. Rashi says, "Kachin lachirim chilek bo, lefikach mishinosnu loch miyakiv alacha." So, therefore, in explanation of your kavachom, which we're saying is wrong, it's like this: the same way you don't have a chilek in the Yisro, the Kohen's carbon he's bringing on his own, or according to the Oker Harim and Tosfos, Trumas Maisros, you don't have a chelik in it. So to your friends, the people of the Mishmar, don't have a chelik in it. But Tomer beGezel, say by theft, Hager, Shehu lechol b'nei Mishmar, v'kulam tovim. The Gezel Hager goes to all the b'nei Mishmar, and they're all demanding. They all want the money. So by Gezel Ager, everybody has a portion in it, so don't keep it all for yourself, because by the Yisrael's Gezel Ager, everybody has a portion in it, so too you should have in your Gezel Ager, you should also have a portion. They should also have a portion in it. V'haksiv, but the pasuk says, V'ish is kachiv lo yia, and a person, his kachim should be his. Rashi says, V'gomer, V'naf galon l'kamon, and we say later, Minei, Shikoin, Makriv karbonosav v'chol is shiirtze, v'visriv or shalo, as Rashi quoted before, that a kohen can offer at any time he wants, and it's meat and hide are his. V'hachonami, Hai ayil asham karbonos, or karbono, the kohen who v'zachibe. And here too, this asham zelos is a karbon of the kohen, and he should have zchus in it. V'kevon demakriv lei v'zachibe, Gezel nami didehu. Gdamrinan milvad ela kipurim. Lemisha zenitan zenitan. So, once the Kohen who's bringing his own korbanos gets his own korbanos, and the pasuk by Gezel Ager says that whoever brings the whoever this the Ashram Zeus goes to, the money goes to, so the Kohen thief, or used to be a thief, should get all of it. Should get the carbon and the Ashram. Sigmar answers. Hachama iskinan b'kohen tameh. So we're talking about a impure Kohen. Kohen tameh, the ain roi lahakriv ayil Ashram. He's not worthy of being makriv the Ashram gzelos, and therefore he doesn't either get the Karen for the Gezel Ager. So the Gemara says, if so, Ibikorin Tamei, Dover Sheish Lachelikvo, Mi Islahu? If we're talking about a impure coin, why would we consider it something that he has a portion in it? Rashi says, Ibikorin Tamei, Hechimati Lemer, Dover Sheish Lachelikvo. How could we be referring to this Kohen Tomei as, how could we be referring to the Gezel Ager, which would go to this Kohen, as something that he has a portion in it? V'kaimelon bizvachim, v'paskin bizvachim, de'in Tomei cholik v'kachim zbech, v'afilu b'oris, v'Gezel Ager nami kachim zbechu. V'paskin bizvachim, that a Tomei does not split with the kachim zbech, and even in the height, and Gezel Ager is also kachim zbech. So the brisa wouldn't have, the brisa wouldn't have referred to a kohen tamei's connection to this Gezel Ager as something he has a portion in it, since he doesn't have a portion in it. So elo, I see asio lekohen lekohen v'seachuzo. So rather we have a gzir shava from Sada Achuza. Rashi says, "Ela le'olam b'koin tar." We're talking about a pure coin. V'haydam motzin miyado mishum de'alfinan gzir shava coin coin misada achuza. That which we take it out of his hands, and we do not give the Gezel Ager to the coin, even though he's tar. It's because we have a gzir shava coin coin from misada achuza. I don't know. The Gemara says la coin. Not sure where Rashi cut out the lamed of each, but Rashi saying coin coin from misada achuza. And the pasuk v'ishas kachav, we're going to establish is for other matters. That's what it's established for. So what exactly is the drasha? D'tanya tana b'risa achuzaso matam d'lomer. Pasuk says achuzaso v'haya asada b'teisa b'yovel. Kodesh l'sham k'sdei hacherim l'koin tia achuzas. So, if a person sanctifies a field, he says it's hektish. I don't know, might not be an accurate translation, sanctifies, but he makes it belonging to the Beis Mikdash, and then Yovel comes around, so then it goes out to the Kohanim. So, the Sada, when it goes to the Yovel, should be holy to Hashem, the Pasuk says, as a consecrated field, to the Kohen, it should be his inheritance. So, Achuzasa Rashi says, La Kohen Tia, Haya, Lo, Lememar, Vidayo. Matam Lomar, Achuzasa. Why does, you seem to have an addition, extra word in the Pasuk, Achuzasa, why did the Pasuk say his inheritance? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the inheritance that would go to the Kohen. Why did the Pasuk have to reiterate that? Matam Lomar, Minayin Lisade, Hayotza, La Kohanim v'Yovel, v'gol ha'echod min ha'Kohanim, minayin shlo yomar ha'ol v'yotza la Kohanim v'Yovel, v'harei hitachas yodi, teishali. So, why does the Pasuk say achuzaso? So, to teach you this, how do you know that a field which goes to the Kohanim on Yovel, and one of the Kohanim redeemed it in the Yovel itself, before the Yovel, how do you know that he should not say, once it goes to the Kohanim, on the Yovel, and And it is. I do have possession of it. It should be mine. And we should not have to give it to the Kohanim. And it shouldn't be split by the Kohanim. I'm a Kohen myself. I should keep it. Rashi says, "Nesata hayetz lekohanim, hamakdish sada achluza v'logala min ha'akdish machar gizbar lachirim." So, somebody whose makdish sanctifies a field of his own field that he got as a inheritance, and he did not redeem it from hakdish, meaning it's still by hakdish, machar gizbar, and the head of hakdish sells it to lachirim, to other people. So, kishi yotze miyad halokeach biyovel mischalakes lakohanim. When it goes out of the hands of the buyer, by Yovel, it's split up by the Kohanim, or Likohanim. Kohani Mishmar, Shenichnas Bo Yovel, it's split up by the Kohanim, whose Mishmar it is when Yovel comes in. So this field that somebody was Makdish, and the Gizbar sold it to somebody else, so it's taken out from the somebody else at Yovel and is given to the Kohanim, which Yovel comes in by. That Mishmar goes to them. Shnamar v'im lo yigal asasada, or yigal asasada, bailim v'im lo. That's how, and if the field is not redeemed, talking about by the owners, v'imachar asasada gizbar, and if the field was sold by the gizbar, lo yigal od, should not be, will not be redeemed more by them, by the owners. Ela v'haya asada, rather this pasuk and the field should be for the kohanim. V'hachi tana v'teres kohanim v'erchin. This is taught in teres kohanim and erchin. So okay, so that's the case is v'gal echad mina kohanim. One of the kohanim did redeem it. Klomer v'lokeach mina gizbar kohen haya. The one who bought it from the gizbar was a kohen. And he just happened to be from the Mishmar that was going to be serving when Yovel comes in. So how do we know that he should not say, once it's, I redeemed it, it's my, I bought it, and it goes to the Kohanim at Yovel, so why don't I just keep it? It's going to be, it would go to my Mishmar anyways. So the Pasuk says, Achuzaso, it's not your inheritance that goes to the Kohanim. It would be the inheritance of the original owners, but they're no longer around. So his achuza goes to the Kohanim, and just because you're holding it doesn't make it no longer his achuza, and it goes to the Kohanim of that Mishmar. So very tough. So it's a logical derivation. All their people's fields I would be zoche in. Isn't it a koshkin that I would be zoche in my own? Tamlor, the pasuk says, "Tze achirim lekoin tia achuzaso achuzas shlo v'ze ino v'ein zeh shlo." So the pasuk says, as a consecrated field to the kohen, it should be his achuza. His achuza, and this is not his field. Okay, so lamaisa, what happens? So the kohen who redeems the field is taken out of, it goes out of his hands. He loses his ownership, and it is split up by his brothers, the kohanim. And from there, we learn that in the case of Gezel Ager, also the Gezel Ager is going to go to the brothers, his brothers, the kohanim. And he cannot just keep the Gezel Ager, even though he's a Kohen, and even though he's a Tar, and even though he's Makriv on his own.